This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Speedy trial has been waived now by Ann Taylor and Koberger's team. From here, there's obviously a lot of things that will happen off the top of your head when you heard that and realized, okay, no more speedy trial. What came to your mind? What do you see happening next in the Brian Koberger case?
It's what we had expected, you know, what all the attorneys on TV had been saying would happen, that it wasn't going to actually go in October. I'm guessing that Brian is sitting in jail and maybe not having a tremendous amount of fun there, but that on a psychological level, he's excited by all the attention. You know, this is probably the most attention the guy has ever gotten in his life about anything. And he may actually be operating under the belief that he's going to beat the charges. And, you know, I don't know that he's actually suffering right now.
That's very interesting, because that's actually one of the things I wanted to ask you about very specifically is, what do you think is going through the mind of Brian Koberger right now? The trial date paused. He's in custody indefinitely while this all gets litigated. Is he enjoying the show?
Yeah, I really, that is my guess, that he is enjoying the attention, that he's plotting his strategy. He's thinking of ways he can maneuver with his attorneys and outwit, you know, the evidence. And it's, you know, unfortunately, the thing we know about people who commit murders like this, they tend to be reliving the fantasy over and over on a daily basis. So they're still getting this sense of a rush out of the crime that they've committed. And it's not like a normal person who would really be frightened and anxious and worried about, you know, oh my God, what if I spend life in prison or death penalty or whatever. He's probably not thinking about things like that right now.
Who's in control here, do you think? Because we're now talking about, obviously, this could take years before this actually goes to trial. We've seen a lot of things, a lot of motions come out in this case thus far. Some of them seem to have some ground. A lot of them, quite honestly, seem to be rooted in fantasy. Really just kind of throwing the kitchen sink at the wall. Who do you think is more in control of the motions here and the requests and all of that? Koberger or Ann Taylor, or kind of a weird combination of the two, of Koberger making demands and Taylor following through?
Yeah, it's probably the combination of, you know, she's willing to do anything that she can possibly do that's going to help here. And he's happy to have the game go on and make it as, you know, elaborate as they can make it at this point.
That's what you really wonder about some of this. The thing that made me kind of wonder is about the stay, not the stay in this, but the speedy trial being taken off the table. They've been so concerned, defense, about the reputation of Koberger, about him getting a fair trial, about not tainting the potential jury pool out there. How does letting this drag on for potentially years affect that in a way that is positive for Koberger, or does it not? Is this just kind of one of those trade-offs where, yeah, it's going to be more speculation out there, but we have more time to figure this out? Or does time also kind of lift the impact and maybe would work in their favor? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they must, you know, be going on the assumption that it's going to work in their favor. And I don't know all the machinations that go on the legal end, but clearly they're going to do everything that they can come up with as a strategy. And I don't imagine that it would be possible to have any more publicity, you know, cumulatively, really, than we've already had about it. So whatever the jury pool is going to be is what the jury pool is going to be. But they're certainly taking their time, and they're going to look at everything they can possibly look at regarding the law enforcement personnel who investigated. And they've made it clear they're going to go after the DNA evidence process, the genealogy process. And it's just, as you say, going to go on for a long time.
Could there be anything that they're waiting for to come forward in the defense of Koberger by giving this more time? Obviously, there's more time for anything possibly to happen, but could there be people, I suppose the answer is could, yes, but is there is more the question, more time for people from his past to come forward that could possibly help him? High school, college, friends, things of that nature. We've heard quite a bit of negative come to the surface, not a whole lot positive thus far, though.
Yeah, I think if there were much positive, that would have already been evident by now. And it seems like the longer it goes on, the more we hear weird stories, you know, things that he did in school or ways he interacted with women or girls going back years. So it seems like in that way, I don't anticipate that there's going to be anything that looks tremendously good for him come out. But apparently they're willing to follow the course and to go ahead and look for anything they can look at with law enforcement or the DNA evidence and try to attack that way.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.